Ha! We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler.
Whoopee!
Boy, for whatever reason, this Puzzler hiatus seemed longer than usual.
Well, it was because you didn't show up with a Puzzler for about 3 months.
No, I've always...
Don't say it seemed like a long time. It was a long time.
You're done complaining?
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm just commenting.
All right. Here we go. Pay attention.
Where have you been?
Pay attention.
All right.
One winter, I remember, an anxious customer called near the end of the day, and she needed help. She had lowered her electric window to pay a bridge toll, and now it wouldn't go back up. She was getting nervous because it was one of those lousy days we get here in New England where it's starting to get misty, and you know that stuff is going to freeze overnight with the window open. It was going
to
be ugly.
She was planning to go across the river the hard way.
Anyway, Krusty told her to come on in. He would do what he could. Either it would be something simple like a fuse or something more complex and expensive, he hoped, and she'd have to leave the car overnight.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so at like 10 minutes to 5, she arrives, and Krusty tells her to pull into one of the service bays. What do you want me to do, she asks. Should I open the hood so you can check the fuses? I think they're under the hood. No, Krusty says, that's all right. Should I turn the lights off? No, Krusty says, that'll be all right. Should I turn the engine off? No, that'll be all right. Just leave everything just the way it is. Krusty's standing maybe 10 feet from the car, and very calmly, he asks her to try the window in question. Of course, it doesn't work. Okay, Krusty says, turn the lights off, turn the engine off. You'll have to leave the car overnight. I'll have Mad Dog give you a ride home. He's living in a junkyard near your house. I'm pretty sure, he says, that you need a new electric motor or maybe a window regulator or maybe both. Yippee! How could you know that, she asks. You never even touched my car. Well, that's the question. How did he know? He never laid a finger on her car. He just asked her to put the window up.
Yeah.
And when she did it and it didn't work, he said, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Now, if you think you know what it is, write it on the underside of a Celestron Sky Scout personal handheld planetarium with point-and-click GPS technology, optional Sky Tour audio presentation, built-in field guide and comet guide, and a battery-powered butt warmer for those cold evenings, and send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238.
Or you can email us your answer from cartalk.com.
But right now, if you have a car question for us, our number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.